This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I'm Macca, Tass is with me, Paul is with me. Our next interview is with Fiona. Fiona is our producer. Fiona also helps produce, or in fact does produce,
a number of shows, Macca.
Breakfast with the Murphys and a whole lot of other shows. And I've got to say, Saturday Magazine would not be as professional, would not be as diverse, if it wasn't for the really hard yards that Fiona puts in producing, putting up sometimes with our tardy replies to emails.
Yes, yes. And our conflicting views.
And our conflicting
views. Trying to find a way to sort of manage the two of us, Macca.
You know, Tass can't help it if he's wrong sometimes. But, you know, Fiona juggles this and she brings the show together every week. And, you know, as well as running her own business, and that's no mean achievement. And it's a pretty tough gig, actually. Fiona.
Now, Fiona,
my pleasure.
Kicking off the conversation, why are you engaged with our Saturday Magazine?
Well, of course, when I started on Saturday Magazine, I was very interested in current affairs and how I could bring news and, well, continue on with the great Saturday Magazine tradition and make sure that the people that were, the listeners, were getting information and news and stories that they could appreciate and learn from. And that has just continued because I also, like Macca, love independent media. I read mostly independent media. I think that it's incredibly important that we have independent media in Melbourne and in Australia and around the world. So I want to do anything that I can to keep independence and to, you know, bring the Joy listeners the stories, the things that are important for them to know.
So Fiona, producing the show and, you know, lining up the talent and, you know, I reckon 80% of the content Fiona schedules, talks to. Every now and then Tass and I will say, hey, look, we'd like to speak to so-and-so, whatever. Fiona knows who the listeners would like to hear, who we want to speak to. What are some of the challenges of being a producer? You know, because we have a bit of a ban on the show about influencers. We don't talk to airheads who take pictures of cake. But what are one of the challenges of bringing all that talent together and scheduling it?
I think that one of the most challenging thing is trying to find, you know, there's a lot of different things we could talk about. Mm. So it's actually editing and making the decisions on what we need to schedule, what is really time sensitive, what are stories that are could be, you know, put on the later, another show, figuring out then how to change people's schedules, lock people down. I mean, obviously we have our regulars and that does make life much easier when you've got your regular guests, but then moving people around, making sure their schedules fit, and I guess trying to make sure that we've got the best stories on the day that we need. You also have to then scramble sometimes. The most challenging things is when I'm looking at the schedule on a Thursday afternoon and I've still got a whole show with only two guests. And I just, like, have this insane panic to get people along. So that's one of the things that could be really hard, finding the time to fit everybody in.
So it's a great job. I mean, editing the guest list is probably more difficult than trying to find the guest list.
Well, you know, the wonderful thing about SatMag is nobody says no. Everyone wants to come
on. And that's been a change, isn't it, in the last couple of years, that we've actually, previously we not struggled, but sometimes we had to be a bit more persistent. Now when we, you know, when we contact people,
absolutely.
And they say, oh, can I come on this week, you know.
Absolutely.
Can we just change the topic slightly? Because I think I want to talk about business. Is one of the things we talked about is some of the things that we think have been impacted quite dramatically through the last sort of 6 months. And what do you think is going to happen going forward? And how has what has happened affected you and your business? And how do you think that's going to change in the next 6 months?
Well, I run a very small business with a number of staff, and I pretty much saw the writing on the wall very early. I closed my office. I put a number of my staff off. I kept a few, and pretty much every single part of my business was affected negatively, and all my clients were affected negatively. Some of them, of course, have done phenomenally well out of it. You know, I have some clients that are massively successful over this period of time because they saw how to adapt. And I think I learnt quite a bit from them on how to adapt and what were the most important things. So from a business point of view, even though it was extremely difficult, I've actually been able to refocus my business to be a more effective, leaner, meaner machine in a way.
And that's going to make it, you know, as things recover and business grows, it's actually going to make us make, you know, your company stronger, you know, for the future, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Because you're working on a lower cost base and, you know, you're more able to, you know, for you, can I ask, you know, we started the year, we had the bushfires, and then we went into COVID. Mm. How's the year panned out for you? You know, low point, you know, is there a midpoint? Is there a high point? How's it all come together?
I think that probably the low point was really in the middle of winter during lockdown when there was actually nothing to do.
Yes.
I still had work. So I was very lucky. I still had work. I still had clients. I had joy to keep me really busy. So I wasn't actually... But I found the low points were in the evenings when I was at home and there was nothing to do. And I was like, this is hard because I'm a very social person. I'm out a lot. And so just being at home all the time was a little bit hard for me.
Yeah.
High point...
Not the shopping centre.
No. High point. I think that the amount of focus that Joy gave me, because in those winter lockdown months, I was an essential... I had an essential employee pass. I could come to Joy every morning.
And that was a huge honour to be able to do that, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
And it made it a lot easier.
It made it... I mean, I was able to come in here. And did I mind getting up at 4:30 in the morning and coming into Joy breakfast and hanging out here in the mornings? It was fun. It gave me a focus and something to do. So yeah.
And if I can editorialise just a little bit,
sure.
I know that there are big pockets of Joy that are incredibly grateful for what you did in that time. So don't underestimate.
It made a difference.
You got a lot out of it, but you also gave back a lot.
We've got a question from a listener here. Has there been a guest Fiona has preconceived notions about that surprised her? Probably, I think we actually do our research. So we don't, Fiona can answer that. But you know what? If we don't like them, if we really don't like them, they don't come on, do they, Fiona?
No.
She can't.
No, it's not about like, because there are people that we don't like that we do interview.
Sorry, people that we think are dickheads.
Whose values are not aligned with
ours.
There's
a difference, you're right.
There is. I mean, I must admit, so, you know, I put the show together, but essentially both Macca and Tess have to agree that they want to have that person on.
And Paul. And you.
And I have to sometimes advocate for somebody, but if everyone says, no, that's not what we want to talk about, or that's not somebody who we think will be beneficial for the program, you know, they get nixed.
Mm. So I tend to be the bolshiest, though, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
That's a silent nod from Fiona.
Pernicious.
Tass is Dr. No.
And, you know, I mean, I'm not... Certainly none of us are always right. So it is a group effort.
Well, yeah, it is.
Put the show
it
together.
Is. You know.
Tass certainly isn't.
Anyway, so it's my absolute pleasure, and I love working on this show and all of the fantastic feedback. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Hey, thanks, Fiona. We need to take a short break, and we'll be straight back with
Hang
the next
on, we've got
interview.
One here that I think the interview that I most regret, and I think Tass does too, and probably...
Yeah.
It was Pauline Hanson.
Yep.
We actually got something good out of her in terms of she said she would support marriage equality.
Yeah, but she didn't.
Yeah, but...
She lied.
You know, the thing is, we gave a platform to a rat bag and a divisive, airheaded rat bag, stupid person, and we shouldn't have done it.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.